I wanted to share with you this morning just a short verse of scripture. It may not be the ones that our speakers want to use, but they may use their own. But I want to share with you because I believe in God's word to be read as often as possible. And this is a very appropriate scripture. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. We're going to be reading verses 35 through 45. And James and John and the sons of Zebedee came unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou should do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What should ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on the left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, Ye know that they which are the accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise leadership over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be among you. But whomever will be the greatest among you shall be your minister. And whosoever will be the chief shall be servant of all. For even the sons of man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. God's word for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
May we bow in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we come in our service now to Heavenly Father, being read the word and to understand the Heavenly Father, the power and the necessary part, dear Heavenly Father, of the laity as ministers. As Jesus said, those will be given the power to preach, but there's also others that, dear Heavenly Father, are given the minister part in leading and helping each other. And I pray this morning, dear Heavenly Father, and lift up these ladies, dear Heavenly Father, Jill and Billy, this morning as they come to share with us their story, their life, and from their heart. And may the Holy Spirit be with them, and may he speak through them and use them as a vessel that each and every one of us here will hear a message and take it upon our hearts, dear Heavenly Father, and to ponder it as Mary did all the things as she watched Jesus as a baby in his life as he grew up. We ask these things now in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Amen. Now, whichever one of you wants to come up first, be fine with me.